blind man.
所以这个人呢，他是一个年纪又大，然后身体又不好，眼睛又看不清楚的老人了。
And we'll read this together.
所以我们一起来读这个经文。腓斯都既然定规了，叫我们坐船往意大利去，便将保罗和别的囚犯交给狱营里的一个百夫长，名叫尤流，有一只亚大米田的船，要沿着亚细亚一带地方的海边走，我们就上了那船开行。有马其顿的铁萨罗尼家人并里达古和我们同去。第二天到了西顿，尤流宽带保罗，准他往朋友那里去，受他们的照应。从那里又开船，因为风不顺，就贴着居比路背风岸行去，过了基利加、庞菲利亚前面的海，就到了吕加的美拉。
Okay. So it was smooth sailing on this Turkish ship.
所以一开始的时候，他们的航行非常的顺利。
Hair flowing in the wind.
就是风呢轻拂着面庞。
Paul gets a free ride to Rome.
保罗可以免费的到罗马去一趟。
Right, he even has his retinue, his doctor and his assistant with them.
而且他的这些随从，包括他的医生也都跟着他。
And even the commander is looking favorably upon Paul.
连这个押解他的这个百夫长呢，也特别的恩待他。
Julius is the commander.
就是这个人叫尤流。
And I think that he kind of took Paul on as a charity case.
所以我想他是特别想要对保罗好的。
Paul was going blind.
保罗那个时候眼睛非常不好了。
With all the beatings and the stonings that he underwent, he's probably hunched over.
他又一天到晚给人家打，然后被石头打，被鞭打，所以他可能也有点驼背。
And back then they didn't live so long, and he was about 55 years old at this time.
那古代人是没有那么长命的，他这个时候已经55岁了。
But Paul, flowing with the wind in his hair.
所以保罗现在坐在这个船上，哇，海风轻拂面庞。
A nice trip to Rome, right?
坐船去罗马多好。
And sometimes we look at this and we think, ah,、oh, look, it's easy. God wills.
所以我们看到这个时候，我们会说，哇，你看他一切这么顺利，这就是神的旨意。
A little bit of breeze, God takes care of that. God wants me to go this direction.
因为神要我去这个方向，所以他让一切这么样的顺利。
Scene two, though.
但是第二幕发生了什么事呢？
Paul is not just a passive passenger.
他在这个船上不只是一个乘客而已。
So let's read 6-12.
我们来看第六到十二节。在那里，百夫长遇见一只亚历山大的船要往意大利去，便叫我们上了那船。一连多日，船行得慢，仅仅来到格尼土的对面，因为被风拦阻，就贴着格里底背风岸，从萨摩尼对面行过。我们沿岸行走，仅仅来到一个地方，名叫加奥，离那里不远有拉西亚城。走的日子多了，已经过了禁食的节期，行船又危险，保罗就劝众人说，各位，我看这次行船不但货物和船要受伤损，大遭破坏，连我们的性命也难保。百夫长信从闯船的和船主，不信从保罗所说的，但因这海口过冬不便，船上的人就多半说，不如开船离开这地方，或者能到腓尼基过冬。腓尼基是格里底的一个海口，一面朝东北，一面朝东南。
All right. So now, let's see how well can you see that. Paul is now on an Alexandrian ship from Egypt, going making its way all the way up to Rome.
所以现在保罗上了另外一艘亚历山大的船，然后要到从这个绕过埃及到罗马去。
And these ships were huge.
这些船很大的。
About 180 foot by 45 foot.
大概180尺。
So this room is about 26 foot by 50.
我们这个房间大概是宽是26尺，然后长是50尺。
So you can see that the ship that they were on was probably about four times the size of this room.
所以他们搭那个船大概是这一间大堂的四倍大。
And there were 276 people aboard.
上面一共有276个人。
So you probably had layers there.
所以大概有好多层。
Right? And now they're sailing. They started, Paul starts over here. First trip, the first ship took them from over here up to Mysia.
所以他们从右下角的地方开始到一个叫 Mysia 的地方，美西亚的地方。
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Mysia here. This, and then they sailed up to send us here.
然后他们就一直开到那个小岛。
And typically they would sail along here, but they took the safe route and went above north of Cyprus and went this way.
本来应该是在比较公开的海域里面走，但是他们为了想安全点，就沿着岸走。
And from here in Sindus, they would normally sail on this side of Greece and head up towards Rome that way.
然后通常到罗马的路呢，是绕过这个希腊那边，然后再往北开。
But it says here when they set out from Sindus that the wind was against them.
但是因为他们离开那 Sindus 的时候，那个风是逆风。
So the wind is coming down from the north.
所以从北方吹下来。
And they got a quick ride, a nice ride down here underneath.
所以他们就被吹到了很南边的地方。
Okay, a nice quick trip, right?
这次就是有一点困难。
And they stayed there. This location is Fair Havens, and then that is Phoenix.
然后这两个地方，一个叫做避难所，一个叫做凤凰城。
So they came down and harbored there at Fair Havens.
所以他们先在这个避难所在这边在靠岸。
And I love the irony here.
然后我觉得这边有个很讽刺的事情。
Fair Havens was not fair for the winter.
在这个所谓叫避难所的地方呢，是一个不一点都不好过冬的地方。
They had to make that other 3-hour journey to make it safe.
他们必须要再航行三个小时才能够到一个安全的地方。
Right, and that's somewhat of a little bit of a risk.
所以是有点冒险。
It says that they were already past the fast.
他们已经过了禁食的节期。
And in 59 AD, the fast that they're talking about, of course, is Yom Kippur.
所以在这个公元59年的时候，他们所谓的禁食呢，就是这个犹太人的一个节日，叫做 Yom Kippur.
And in 59 AD, Yom Kippur was on October 4th and 5th that year.
然后那个时候就是十月的四号跟五号要禁食。
Sailing stopped in the Mediterranean at that time in about middle of September.
所以他们这个航行呢，他们在地中海的这段时间大概是九月中的时候。
Just because the unpredictable currents, the wind, it became very dangerous during the winter.
但因为那个风向的关系，所以他们有一些无法预料的情况，所以变成是在这个在这个海上过冬是很危险的。
So they decide, okay, we'll just settle in at Phoenix for the winter.
所以他们就好吧，那我们就在凤凰城过冬好了。
Paul, however,
但是保罗呢
？He has his head up.
他可是非常的抬头挺胸的。
He's aware of the situation.
他知道现在情况是怎么样。
And he warns them with the ominous, "I wouldn't do that if I were you."
他就警告他们说，哎，其实我觉得这样子可能不太好哦。
But they're thinking, oh, it's just another 3 hours to Phoenix. It'll be a nice place to rest for the winter.
所以他们就想说，从这个避难所到凤凰城中间只是三个小时，然后我们就在那过冬，这不是很好吗？
This slave, this Paul, sticks his neck out and warns the crew.
这个只是一个押解的囚犯，竟然来这边警告全体船员，他算什么东西？
And Paul gives up his plans for Christmas in Rome.
所以呢，保罗就只好放弃他在罗马过圣诞节的计划了。
So let's look at scene three.
第三幕是什么呢
？Aha! Turns into oh no.
本来是 yay， 结果后来就变成是啊，怎么会这样
？Okay, so let's read together.
我们一起来读。这时，微微起了南风，他们以为得意，就起了锚，贴近格里底行去。不多几时，狂风从岛上扑下来。那风名叫有拉格罗，船被风抓住，敌不住风，我们就任风刮去。贴着一个小岛的背风岸奔行，那岛名叫高大，在那里紧紧收住了小船。既然把小船拉上来，就用绳索捆绑船底，又恐怕在塞尔底沙滩上搁了浅，就落下篷里，任风飘去。我们被风浪逼得甚急，第二天众人就把货物抛在海里，到第三天他们又亲手把船上的器具抛弃了。
Okay, so again they had this nice gentle south breeze, which means it's coming up from the south and it was going to hold them nice and close up against the protected side of that island.
所以本来是有这个清新的南风从这边吹上来，这样他们就可以有这个岛的保护。
And of course, as soon as they get that nice gentle breeze, they set off, and the wind changes.
但是呢，他们就是看到有这个轻轻的南风，他们才开始航行。结果一开始航行，那个风向就变了。
A violent wind from the northeast blows down and starts carrying them away from the safety of the island.
一个非常强劲的暴风从did you say northeast?
Yeah, from the northeast.
东北角吹下来，然后把他们吹得离岛越来越远。
So.They have just enough time. There's a little tiny island there called Kata, and they have just enough time at that, in the protection of that little island to run ropes around the bottom of the boat to hold the boat together.
所以他们就看到了有一个小岛，那个小岛可以暂时做他们保护，在这个风很大的时候，赶快把小船都绑在大船上面。
If you're in the middle of an ocean in a huge boat four times the size of this room, and you have to tie ropes to hold it together, you're in trouble.
如果我们是在海上，然后那个船是这个房间的四倍大，我们却要把绳索绕过去，整个船绑起来，都是非常困难的一件事情。
And what's worse is they would never sail through here.
而且他们永远到不了那里。
They would actually come up all the way up and around this way because of the danger of this right here.
所以what's that?
That is the shoal, and it's the the Gulf of Benghazi there.
Oh, 所以说底下因为有那些沙滩那个浅滩，所以他们怕搁浅，所以不能从那边走，要往另外一边。
The shoal there actually has a name called the Syrtis.
所以那些沙滩有一个名字的。
And it's reputable for its danger.
然后他们非常有名，就是很危险，常常在那儿搁浅。
Ever feel off course?
你有没有觉得曾经脱离你要走的航道过
？Right, like things that are pushing you where you don't want to go.
被情况推着走到你不想去的地方。
Unfortunately, it happens, huh?
其实很不幸，常常发生，是吧
？I can't stand it when things seem to be undoing everything that I'm working for.
有时候我做得很努力，结果情况不知道怎么搞了，就把我努力的一切成果都白费了。
Paul's trying to go north, northwest.
保罗要往东北，西北去。
And the wind is blowing him straight south.
然后风却一直把他往南边吹。
I know if I was Paul in this situation.
如果我是保罗的话。
I'd have my head down and my hands.
我肯定就是用手捂着脸。
And every time somebody passed by, I would yell at them.
然后每次有人经过我面前，我就要对他们大吼迁怒。
You're ruining my Christmas.
都是你们害我这个圣诞节这么惨。
Right? That's how we react when we get like that.
如果我们事情是这么不顺，我们可能都会有这种反应。
Things aren't going the way we hoped.
事情不像我们所计划的那样。
And we start to lash out at people.
我们就迁怒于别人。
But Paul responds a little bit differently.
但是保罗的回应很不一样。
Scene 4: Hope for the hopeless.
第四幕。给绝望的人有希望。
Let's read.
我们一起读。太阳和星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。众人多日没有吃什么，保罗就出来站在他们中间说：各位，你们本该听我的话，不该离开格里底，免得遭这样的伤损破坏。现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失丧，唯独失丧这船，因我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说，保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。所以众位可以放心，我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
So in verse 20, Luke gives another temporal marker.
所以二十节那边说，路加又讲了一件很重要的事。
By saying neither sun nor stars came out.
说太阳跟星星都没有露脸。
This indicates it's a new scene.
表示这是一个新的幕的开始。
And this scene sucks.
那这一幕真的是很惨啊。
I hate the water.
我真的是不喜欢水的一个人。
I don't like to bathe, I don't like to swim, I don't like the water.
我也不喜欢洗澡，我也不喜欢游泳，我就是不喜欢水。
And nothing could be worse than being in the middle of the ocean.
然后这个时候他们在大海里面。
Surrounded with water.
一片周围全是水。
And you can't even see the sun or the stars.
然后连太阳跟星星都看不到。
When Luke says, well, let me back up. Do you see that little yellow dot there?
你看到那个黄色的小点吗？
That represents how far you could see if it was clear.
如果是晴天的话呢，那就是可以看那么远。From where?
If you're in the middle of that dot, you could only see to the outside of that dot.
Oh, 如果你在那个黄色点的中间的话，如果天气晴，你只能看到那个黄色点的周围，在海上。
So I want you to get that sense of just there is nothing out there.
所以对他们来讲，他们是看不到那些陆地的，他们就是看到什么东西都没有。
Surrounded by endless water, it would seem.
就是一望无际的海。
And that's you could only see that far if it's clear.
而且那是如果是晴天的话，只能看到那么远。
So yeah, a desperate situation to say the least.
所以他们这个情况真的是非常的惨。
And what's worse is we find out later, not all these people can swim.
而且更惨的是，并不是所有人都会游泳。
Okay. Luke says very dramatically that their hope was abandoned.
所以路加就说哇，他们的得救的指望、活命的指望都绝了。
In the original, it's even more dramatic.
在这原文里面讲的就更具戏剧性一点。
It says all their hope was taken away.
就是他们所有的希望都被拿走了。
But not Paul's.
但是保罗的希望没有被拿走。
Paul not only had hope, but he was giving hope away.
保罗不但有希望，而且他还鼓励其他人。
And I like how Luke makes this point.
所以路加说的这个我非常喜欢。
Luke doesn't go into this vision that Paul had.
他没有去讲保罗所得到的意象，他没有细讲那个意象。
What Luke does is he tells Paul telling the story.
他在讲的是保罗讲的这个故事。
And the purpose there is now the emphasis isn't so much on the vision, but of Paul's retelling of it.
所以这个路加的重点并不是在保罗的意象，而是在保罗怎么样讲他这个故事。
The emphasis is Paul again giving his hope away.
就是保罗怎么样把他的希望分享给别人。
Paul was expecting to be in Rome for Christmas.
保罗本来圣诞节的时候是要到罗马去。
Now he's encouraging people that, hey, we're going to crash on some island somewhere.
但是他却告诉他的船员说，哎，我们在这个小岛吧先。
Paul is not worried about his Christmas plans.
他并没有担心他的圣诞节计划。
Paul is just trying to figure out what God has planned for Christmas.
他只是想要知道神给他的计划是什么。
And the grumpy old man speaks up.I told you so.
所以呢，保罗就说了，出来嘲笑他们。你看，我本来就告诉你们吧。
Perhaps a little fun for him.
对他来讲，可能也是蛮好玩的一件事。
But in so doing, he gives his hope away.
但是这个时候呢，他就跟大家分享希望。
Nobody wanted to be on that ship.
这个时候，所有人都希望他们不在那个船上啊。
They all wanted to be in Phoenix, sipping on pina coladas out of coconuts or something.
他们都想要到那个凤凰城去，然后喝了椰子水。
But there they are.
可是他们却在那里，在海上。
So scene five.
第五幕。
Here we have the honorable acting shamefully, and the shamed acting honorably.
所以在这边我们有高尚的人，但是做了卑贱的事；也有卑贱的人做了高尚的事。
So let's read.
我们一起来读。到了第十四天夜间，船在亚底叶海飘来飘去。约到半夜，水手以为天近旱地，就探得有十二丈，稍往前行，又探深浅，探得有九丈，恐怕撞在石头上，就从船尾抛下四个锚，盼望天亮。水手想要逃出船去，把小船放在海里，假装要从船头抛锚的样子。保罗对百夫长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。于是兵丁砍断小船的绳子，由它飘去。
So here we have an interesting observation from a scholar.
所以有一个学者他做了非常有趣的一个观察。
It says that the sailors perceived or sensed that they were drawing near land.
就是那些水手觉得他们已经快要靠岸了。
They couldn't see anything.
其实他们什么都看不到。
So how did they perceive it?
所以他们怎么样知道是不是快靠岸了呢?
They heard the waves crashing against the rocks.
他们听到有浪打在石头上面的声音。
That is not something you want to hear and not see.
如果听得到可是看不到，那真是太可怕太危险了。
That's why we have lighthouses, because of how dangerous that really is.
所以我们才有灯塔嘛，就是因为这样子太危险了，看不到岸。
So again, we have Paul with his head up, aware of the situation.
所以保罗也很清楚这个情况是什么。
And we have Paul who is not afraid to step up and do what's right.
所以保罗也不怕站出来说对的事情。
We have the sailors on the one hand, they're trying to escape.
这些水手这些船员是想要逃跑的。
They're the sailors, they're looking out for themselves.
他们看的是要怎么样自己保命。
They're going to get off in this boat and take off and leave the rest of the ship to sink.
他们想要登上小船，然后自己逃走，然后其他人就跟船一起沉没吧。
But Paul sticks his neck out and says, "Hey, they can't do that. We'll all perish."
所以保罗就说，哎，不能这样做，我们这样大家都会死的。
So we have the sailors on the one hand acting shamefully.
所以这些水手真的做了一个非常丢脸的事情。
And we get this disrespected, shamed.Prisoner, he's saying, "Wait a minute! He's stepping up, doing the right thing."
但是这个囚犯反而这个时候站出来做对的事情。
Once again, Paul had every reason to huddle in the bottom of the boat and hide.
这个时候保罗当然大有理由可以躲在船底，然后在那边害怕。
In fact, that would probably be safer for him as a prisoner.
而且作为囚犯，他应该是这样比较安全，不是吗？
The way that you get by as a prisoner is by not standing out.
作为囚犯，最好就是不该讲话，说不要讲话。
Paul has every reason to wallow in his self-pity.
保罗也有大有理由可以自怜自怜。
I just want to go to Rome for Christmas.
他说我就是想要到罗马去过圣诞节。
But instead, Paul has his thoughts on the will of God.
但是保罗注重的是神的旨意。
And we get another in verse chapter 6, we get or in scene 6, we get his pep talk.
然后到了第六幕，我们就听到保罗怎么样鼓励这些人。
Okay.
天渐亮的时候，保罗劝众人都吃饭，说：“你们坚忍不吃什么，已经十四天了，所以我劝你们吃饭，这是关乎你们救命的事，因为你们个人连一根头发也不至于损坏。”保罗说了这话，就拿着饼，在众人面前祝谢了神，掰开吃，于是他们都放下心，也就吃了。我们在船上的共有276人。他们吃饱了，就把船上的麦子抛在海里，为要叫船轻一点。
I get seasick very easily.
我很容易就会晕船的。
Takes about an hour once I get on the boat.
如果我上船的话，一个小时以内肯定开始晕。
I can't imagine the situation that these folks are facing.
我觉得这些人他们情况实在太惨了。
After being so tempest-tossed for weeks,
他们已经几个礼拜被狂风吹来吹去。
No wonder they have no appetite.
他们没有胃口吃东西，这是很正常的。
They're holding on for dear life.
他们光是活命都快要活不下去了。
They're in constant suspense of being lost at sea.
因为他们一直都不知道到底能不能再看到岸。
They're all having visions of Jonah right now.
他们都有约拿的意象了，现在。
Just scary sea stories.
就是很可怕的在海上遇难的故事。
And in the midst of this, there's one person offering hope.
但是在这个情况当中，有一个人站出来讲希望的事。
And that's the prisoner.
就是那个囚犯。
So they start throwing stuff out of the boat.
所以他们就开始把船上的货物抛到水里去。
And the first time that this happened early in this story.
其实在之前早一点有发生一样的事。
It was the non-essentials.
那个时候是丢一些不太重要的东西。
Right, if it was in my truck, so we threw out the shovel I carry in the behind the seat and the spare tire.
就好像如果我现在在车上，我的卡车上有东西要丢掉的话，我可能就把铲子丢了吧。
Now they're so desperate to lighten the load, they're throwing everything out.
现在他们为了要使船上的货物减轻，他们什么都丢了。
Throwing out my wallet, throwing out emptying the gas can, throwing out everything.
好像把车上的那个钱包也丢了，把那个油箱里面的油都弄出来了。
And the idea is, now that they don't have that small boat,
因为他们现在已经没有小船，没有救生艇。
And they're trying to run the ship aground.
他们要这样子直接撞到岸上去了。
They need to get everything off the ship so that it floats higher.
要把船上的重量尽量的减轻，这样子船就浮得比较高一点。
The only way to get from the big boat to the land is through that little boat.
本来他们是必须要靠着小船才能从大船上面到岸上。
So they're lightening the load to get as close as they can.
所以他们把船上的货物弄掉，然后让船轻一点，这样他们就可以靠岸近一点。
So, scene seven.
第七幕。
Land ho.
终于看到陆地了。到了天亮，他们不认识那地方，但见一个海湾，有岸可登，就商议能把船拢进去不能，于是砍断缆索，弃锚在海里，同时也松开船绳，拉起头篷，顺着风向岸行去。但遇着凉水夹流的地方，就把船搁了浅，船头浇住不动，船尾被浪的猛力冲坏。兵丁的意思要把囚犯杀了，恐怕有水脱逃的，但百夫长要救保罗，不准他们任意而行，就吩咐会水的跳下水去先上岸，其余的人可以用板子或船上的零碎东西上岸，这样众人都得了救，上了岸。
All right. At first, the soldiers listened to Paul when they did not let the crew escape.
本来那个兵丁是听保罗的话的，就是不要让那些水手逃走。
Right, the soldiers cut the boat and did not let the crew of sailors get away.
所以他们把那个救生艇的绳子砍断，让小船飘走了。
But now they're not letting the prisoners get away, and they're threatening them with death.
但现在反过来，他们却开始威胁这些囚犯，要把他们杀了。
But Paul has acted honorably.
但是保罗的回应还是非常的高尚的。
He has carried himself nobly.
他的行事为人一直都是非常的高尚的。
And because of this, the centurion Julius is looking out for Paul.
就是因为这样，所以这个百夫长犹留特别的关照他。
And now we have the ship there off the island of Malta.
所以现在这个船已经来到了一个小岛。
And the waves are just beating the ship to pieces.
然后那个浪太大，已经都把船给打坏了。
And these pieces serve as flotation devices for those who cannot swim.
所以既然船都已经打裂了，有很多木块，他们就拿这些，就是不会游泳的，就是抓着那个木块到岸上。
And Luke provides a very succinct resolution to this story.
然后路加就是这个故事有个很简单的结尾。
He says everybody gets there safely.
他就说所有人都平安到那里了。
All 276 people of them.
一共有276人都到了。
I wonder how many of them are kissing the ground right now of Malta.
他们可能有些人在地上亲吻土地啊，终于到岸上了。
I wonder what Paul's thinking.
但是我在想保罗不知道在想什么。
See, he was supposed to be up there north in Rome.
他本来是应该要去罗马的。
But God needed a missionary on the island of Malta.
但是神是需要在这个岛上有一个宣教士。
And there were no more ships sailing that winter.
但是那个冬天已经不再有船会开出来了。
But God had one obedient missionary on the boat.
但是神在那个船上有一个顺服顺从的宣教士。
One boat out in the middle of nowhere.
在一片汪洋无际的海中有一艘船。
God says, you know what? I'm going to have that boat stop by Malta for the winter.
神就让这艘船到马耳他这个岛去过冬。
God had plans for Paul for Christmas.
神给保罗有他自己的圣诞节计划。
So what do we learn from this?
所以我们从这可以学到什么呢？
Of course we learn that God knows what he's doing.
我们当然知道神知道自己在干什么。
That we plan and he laughs.
我们会有我们自己的计划，可能神会觉得哈哈很好笑。
Okay. But we learn three things.
但是我们可以学到三件事情。
Keep your head up.
就是在这个绝望中抬头挺胸。
God never promises that it's going to be smooth sailing.
神本来就没有允许他们一路都很顺利。
Sometimes we think the avoidance of difficulties is God's will.
有时候我们觉得事情很顺利，这代表这是神的旨意。
According to this story, overcoming difficulties is God's will.
但是在这个故事里面来讲，克服困难才是神的旨意。
I'm sure many of you have faced crazy odds and crazy situations just to be here in America.
我相信我们当中很多人为了来到美国也经历过非常多的困难。
We don't give up in the difficult times.
但是我们不会遇到困难就放弃，对吧？
We keep our head up.
我们还是秉持着信心继续走。
And part of keeping our head up is not throwing pity parties.
那秉持信心的意思就是不要自怜。
Sometimes, someone once reminded me that the only people who show up to a pity party are the demons.
有人曾经这样提醒我说，当你自怜的时候呢，会跟你一起来自怜的就只是撒旦而已。
In the difficult situations, we like to wallow in our self-pity.
在一个我们遇到困难的时候，我们可能就会觉得啊，我怎么这么倒霉。
And when we do, the devil and his demons are just right there to pounce on us.
那当我们这样感觉的时候，撒旦就在那边准备好要突击我们了。
To press us down and distract us from what God has for us.
把我们压得更低，然后让我们看不到神的旨意。
But not Paul.
但是保罗没有这样做。
Again, he had his head up.
他秉持信心继续走。
So have your head up and two, take the high road.
第二个就是做比较高尚的事情，做比较困难的决定。
This is something that Pastor Ricky has always encouraged me on.
潘牧师常常这样子鼓励我。
To take the high road is to do the right thing, even if it's difficult or unpopular.
就是当一件事情它比较困难，而且做的时候也不受欢迎的时候，有时候那是对的事情。
Paul shouldn't have been a prisoner.
保罗他本来就不应该是个囚犯。
The king and the governor right before this story said, "Hey, he shouldn't even be in prison. He's done nothing deserving of death or imprisonment."
之前在早一点他受审的时候，那个审他的人才说，哎，他其实没犯什么罪，他应该可以释放的呀。
But too often we're worried about how we've been mistreated.
但是有时候我们会觉得说啊，我这样子被对待不公平。
And when we get into that mindset, we are no longer acting honorably.
但是如果我们开始这样子自怜的时候，我们就没有办法做高尚的事情。
Whether we're dishonored or mistreated or whatever, we need to be acting honorably.
也许别人是错待我们、苦待我们，但是我们还是要做高尚的行为。
So how does this work in real life?
所以这个在我们的生活中是怎么样子的呢？
I'm sure that some of you have been mistreated.
我相信我们当中一定有人是被别人错待、苦待过。
My kids mistreat me all the time.
我的孩子就常常苦待我。
Yeah, there's no respect from two-year-olds and four-year-olds.
两岁的大小孩、四岁大小孩，真不知道什么叫尊敬。
You don't know how many examples are coming to mind right now with Max.
我现在想到 Max, 我儿子，我真的是太多例子可以讲。
But my job is to act honorably, even if I am being dishonored.
但是呢，我的工作作为爸爸，就是他们对我不尊敬的时候，我还是必须要做高尚的事，做对的事。
So your boss, your teacher, your police officer.
所以你的老师啊，你的上司啊，或者是甚至是在路上把你
，whatever
the警察
，however they're mistreating you.
他们怎么样错待你
？Keep your head up and take the high road.
你都保持信心，继续做对的事。
Your kids, break your favorite Christmas ornament.
你的小孩把你最喜欢的圣诞节吊饰给弄坏了。
They're climbing the Christmas tree.
他们爬到圣诞树上。
Whatever the case may be.
不管是什么事情。
Sometimes you feel like, oh, you're ruining Christmas.
有时候你可能会觉得啊，你毁了我的圣诞节。
Act honorably.
但是你还是继续做对的事。
Take the high road and do the right thing.
选择比较困难的，继续做对的事。
And then finally, have high hopes for God.
最后就是我们要对神有信心。
Who knows where He has you and why?
我们没有一个人会知道神为什么要把我们摆在一个特定的地方。
Just this morning, I was thinking about it, and someone brought it up too.
今天早上我在想这个事情，就有人刚好跟我谈论到这件事情。
We had church canceled Friday.
我们礼拜五的时候聚会取消了。
Somebody showed up.
那也有人来啊。
Right?
对不对
？Garrett showed up. Perfect timing.
Garrett 来了，哇！结果时间刚刚好。
Yeah, just that's where God wanted him to be.
因为那个时候神就是要让他来到教会。
Right? Who knows where God has you?
我们没有人知道神的旨意。
Paul was hoping for a comfortable cruise to Rome.
保罗本来一开始是期望搭着舒服的渡轮，然后到罗马去。
Instead, he got weeks of nausea and had to swim to Malta.
但是呢，反而在船上待了几个礼拜，被狂风丢来丢去，到最后游泳上岸到一个小岛。
Because that's where God needed him to be.
因为那是神要他做的事。
Perhaps, you're overlooked for a promotion.
也许本来该你升迁，结果你没有升迁。
Stuck in the same job.
一直被卡在一样的这个工作里面。
Maybe God needs you there.
也许神愿意你在那，他需要你在那里。
Maybe God wants you to witness to those coworkers a little bit longer.
也许神要你跟你周围的人传福音呢。
Perhaps you have a scholarship to University of Oregon rather than MIT.
Does it mean that the other way around?
No.
也许你得到了 UO 的奖学金，而不是麻省。
Right, so be it.
Oh, I got it. 那又怎么样呢?
Right, so be it. Enjoy where God has you.
就是无论你在哪里，你都好好的感谢神。
Make the most of it.
尽量做到神要我们做的。
I hate Christmas shopping.
我不是很喜欢去圣诞节购物。
It is so hard to go out to the stores.
去到店里面啊，真是累人。
The whole world is at Walmart.
全世界人都到了 Walmart 去了。
And it doesn't matter what I do, I'm always in the longest line.
然后不管我去哪里，总是要排那个最长的队。
You guys know.
你们知道吧？
Enjoy it.
但是这个时候，我们可以选择用开心的态度去享受这个过程。
Have your head up, take the high road.
就是保持信心做对的事情。
And look around, see who God who is there that God needs you there for.
然后看一看周围，神是不是要你在这边鼓励一个人呢、啊？帮助一个人呢、啊、
？God determines the exact times and places that each one of us should be that we would reach out to Him.
神已经预定我们每一个人在特定的时候，在某个地方，让我们寻求他。
Find out why He has you in that line.
所以我们需要去问神，为什么我在这里排队呢？
We've been talking about the mission of God for the year.
我们这一整年都在讲神的宣教。
You're on that mission wherever you are.
不管你在哪里，你都在神的宣教计划里面。
God is moving you into places, even if you're a believer or a non-believer.
不管你是信主的还是还没信的，神的旨意都在你生命中。
By His grace and His mercy, He is moving you where He needs you to be.
他有他的恩典跟他的怜悯，要带你去他需要你去的地方。
So keep your head up.
所以保持信心
Take the high road
做对的事情
And just love and watching what God does with you where you are
然后你就看等着看神怎么样用你在你所处的环境里面做事
We pray
我们一起祷告天父真是感谢你主真的是一个非常非常鼓励我们的信息主当我们遇见困难的时候主当我们伤心失望或者挫折的时候主啊求你叫我们抬头仰望你主想起你在我们生命中的旨意主不管我们在哪里不管我们遇到什么样的事情主啊帮助我们啊讨你喜悦 行出你在我们生命中的计划主谢谢你今天透过 Donald 的口来教导我们求你让我们在接下来这个礼拜里面可以把这个学到的事情应用在我们的生活里面这样祷告感谢奉靠主耶稣基督圣名阿们
Thank you, Donald, for a wonderful message today. And Paul's Christmas trip might not have been the best, but you know, he was still focused on God during the whole time. And that is you know, the signs you see sometimes. You see Jesus is the reason for the season, and that's so true. So let's all stand together. Let's sing our response hymn. Let's sing, O Holy Night. The reason we celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt itFor yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel's voices, O night, divine, oh holy manger in all our troubles, born to be our friend. He knows our need, true our weakness is no stranger.
Together, 我们一起唱三一颂。
欢迎大家今天来跟我们一起崇拜。
Welcome you again to worship with us.
啊，我们首先欢迎一下今天第一次来我们跟我们一起崇拜的朋友。
We would like to welcome those of you who are here for the very first time.
啊，请问有哪一位是第一次来的？哈，这，可请介绍一下你们自己吗
？Okay, tell us your name and where you're from. 从哪里来？辽宁。欢迎红光。
Welcome.
好，后面那一位。欢迎 CC 黄涛。
好，然后还有没有
？Anybody else？
右手边没有。好。那我们就以下的报告啊，就我们这个圣诞期间会有这个收集一些物件，就是要捐赠给那个 Eugene Mission 的项目。
Again, we continue to collect things for the Eugene Mission.
啊，对，一直到今年年底的时候，应该是。
So we will continue to collect until the end of the year.
啊、当中就是包括一些物品，就是像那个小孩的尿布啊、湿纸巾，还有成人的那个毛毯。
So we're collecting adult blankets, baby wipes, and diapers and children underwear.
好，希望大家就是能够就是收集，然后就我们有门口有那边有一个桶，就是用来收集用的。
So there is a big barrel by the front door. You can put your things in there, please.
另外的报告就是包括下个星期五晚上啊，我们有一个特别的圣诞聚会。
So next Friday we have this special Christmas gathering.
就是当中就是有西雅图正道堂的一个牧师来跟我们分享。
We have invited Pastor Solomon from the Seattle Evangelical Chinese Church to come and share with us.
那提醒大家，当天晚上是没有晚餐。
And please keep this in mind. There's no dinner on that Friday night.
我们开始的聚会开始的时间就是七点钟。
And the formal gathering will start here at 7.
如果当我们就是印刷了一些那个海报跟这个宣传的那个 postcard 啊。
So we have printed these invitation, these flyers for you to take.
如果你们能够帮忙就是分发一些这个海报的话，就带回跟 Gary 弟兄联络一下。Gary 没看到。
对，我也没看到。Okay. I'm beginning to worry. Okay, so grab these.
那个海报哈，这个是这个宣传的，就希望大家能就是在门口那个柜台上面。有是希望大家离开的时候就个人拿一些，希望拿四五张可以发给朋友。
So grab a few, grab four or five and give it to your friends.
好，另外就还有就是那个圣诞节那个礼拜天。